Hey, you know what? First of all, we just talked to our team right after the walkthrough. I just, you know, the whole team, coaching staff, want to express our thoughts and prayers of those in Boston. I mean, that one of our coaches, Mark Dupner's daughter, was up there, and she ran in the marathon, and she's safe. But, you know, it's a tragedy, and our thoughts and prayers are out to all of them. So I think I'll start off. I just gave me a list of the injury report. Here's the guys that were out. Jeremy Mincy, ear infection. Uchi had a knee. Jason Spitz, foot. Maurice, foot. Montel had a knee. Jordan Todman, knee. Matt Bellman, knee. And Jarrell Jackson, groin. Now, Todman and Jackson were both non-football related injuries. And then as far as today, Roy Miller has a little slight tendonitis, so we just decided to hold him out here for a couple of days, let that calm down. And then D'Anthony Smith was the only one that we had. He had a calf strain during practice. So, but everybody else, it was good. So, go ahead. What's that? Yeah, we decided, you know, he went through some of the individual and stuff like that, but just with his situation, we just were taking it real cautious with him.
What did you think of Gabbert today?
He did a good job. You know what? We threw a lot at him. As you can see, if you were here at practice, you saw a lot of different situations, and we really wanted to put strain on our guys to see, you know, just where, how far we could push them. So, you know, I talked earlier about our emphasis of playing hard, fast, and together, and the hard is the effort, the fast is the can you think under pressure, and then the together was able to communicate under pressure. And we really wanted to take a look at those three areas today. And so, you know, getting into the completions and things like that, we'll take a look at that. But more of the emphasis was straining our guys that way.
Murray's still recovering from that foot, obviously hasn't been able to do a lot of work. Are there any conditioning concerns for him?
No, you know, our strength staff will do a great job with him, and the time that he's been here so far, he's made great progress.
Don't think he'll be ready for veteran camp mid-June?
I'm not sure. You know, we'll talk about that. We meet about him, you know, how his progress is going, and as well as all the other guys. So I know he's making good progress.
Talk about putting pressure situations as part of practice. How can you do that every single drill, every single play, or does it have to be broken up into specific?
We try to compete in every drill. And, you know, there are limitations for us how we do it, but, you know, just in our footwork drills, our agility drills, everything we do, we want high tempo and high competition. And, you know, that's a key factor in our team getting better is, even with the number of guys we have out here, to find a way to compete. And they did. I was very pleased with our effort. I mean, we busted them today, as you can see, especially that last period. And, you know, they did a great job handling it.
Who's in charge of the music?
It was it good or bad?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, Tyler Wolf.
You personally, I mean, as an assistant, you always had something going on. As a head coach, you know, you ever find yourself like, what am I supposed to do out there?
Yeah, you know what? I knew I generally gravitate towards the defense, and I did. You know, I checked those guys out, but it was important for me to be on both sides. But I loved it. I mean, are you kidding me? No matter what, if it's a completed pass, I'm excited. If it's an interception or something like that, that's, you know, we can always get better in those areas. So, no, it was just what I envisioned it, just what I envisioned it. High tempo, guys busting their tail. I mean, guys running from drill to drill. The tempo was high, and we pushed them just like we had envisioned. So I was very pleased with that. It's definitely something to build on.
You brought in 18, 19 guys to try out. What can they show you without hitting to make an impression?
Well, that's why we set off with practice a little bit more individual than usual. You know, 25 minutes, I think it was, just so we can check their, watch their footwork and some of their base fundamentals, just to see, you know, if they have any traits that we're looking for. So they've got, you know, a three-day period now for us to take a look at them. And I thought it was great for those guys to come out here. Added depth allowed us to do things we wanted to do as a team. And, you know, hopefully, you know, one of those guys show up.
Talk about your philosophy about playing music. What does that do for the field player?
You know what? We just believe that it really elevates the performance. So it's not just to have music out there. You know, we found out that with music, you know, without going into too much detail, just, you know, how many beats there are in a song and things like that elevates everybody's performance. So we're trying to compete. Like I said earlier, we're trying to find every way we can, because to us, practice is everything. Wednesday's practice during the season, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're trying to get our guys, when they practice so right that on Sunday they trust their preparation, they can just go out there and play. So we've got to do everything we can to get practice at the highest level, and that means play some music at the same time. We're going to do that.
Who picks the songs?
Tyler Wolf.
Is that a Pete Carroll thing, or
You know what? We studied it there. We studied it there, and we did do it there at times. And, yeah, so it was something that I brought along from there.
The tempo takes on two different meanings, then, if you're talking about the tempo that the music is sort of setting, as well as the, you know, the tempo you want to gain.
Well, I think it's just, you know, it brings the guys their attitude. Well, the other thing that really has a heavy factor in guys' performance is high anxiety level. It's hard to have high anxiety and compete. It's just almost physically impossible. And so I'm not talking about the low anxiety guys go through. I'm talking about high anxiety. It's extremely difficult. So anything we can do to alleviate anxiety. Now you say, oh, Gus, it's soft. We're not talking about soft. That wasn't soft what we just did out there. But we allowed them to play fast so they could put full concentration into their assignments and the execution and their effort. Those three principles, hard, fast, and together. And the music helps do that.
I thought you'd be a little more animated.
I'm almost losing my voice, but you know what? The walkthroughs and stuff, there's a lot of coaching going on, letting guys do it. But once we got to the team period, I was involved in two of the drills and individual and stuff. But, you know, I'm sure I'll get my roles more and get a feel for things as they go around. But, you know, it's been a great start.
So typical of you to throw a lot of passes?
Oh, what's that?
Typical of you to throw a lot of passes?
Yeah, yeah. I threw a lot with the defense, and I got to talk to Jed Fish, man. You know, the defense allows me to do it. I got to get over in the offensive side to do it. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you get around the guys, you know, I thought, like, a guy like Justin Blackman had a really good day today. I mean, he was going, man, made some nice catches and things like that. And to be on the field and encourage him and get him, you know, trying to get him to the next level along with Coach Sullivan, I mean, that's awesome. That's what I love to do. That's what we all do as coaches.
What about Shorts?
What's that?
Cecil Shorts.
Yes, I thought he did good too. What a competitor. I saw that too on the field. I mean, that's what you hope to see. You want to find out, do we have competitors, strong competitors? And I thought it was very evident that we've got them. And, you know, we just got to continue to push them to get them to play at their highest level. And, you know, some of the guys say, hey, if we practice like this, we've got a chance to really do some good things. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about doing good things today. And so we got to just train that mindset. It's just today. That's the most important thing. Let's not look ahead. We don't care about that. It's just today. So it's a progress. You know, we're trying to change the culture, change the thinking in that manner so that we just keep thinking in that terms.
What about your right tackle position? It's very thin right now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we'll get that taken care of. There's some good competition there now, and you know, we just got to keep adding competition throughout, whether it's the draft or free agency and things like that. But, you know, we'll get that position through competition. I think, you know, we got some guys there that I know George is excited about and seeing. He thinks that he feels strongly that those guys have a chance to get better.